track 13, and now we come to sport. Buffy Tracy suffer another home defeat. This is in cricket. Heathcote got the break on just in time to stop Buffy Tracy pulling off an unlikely win in a fast and furious A Division encounter. Buffy were asked to improve on Heathcote's 50-over total of 269 for 7 and were lagging behind the asking rate on 93 for 4 at halfway. A stand of 64 between Albie Bradley and Sam Taylor was the catalyst for a comeback that made up for lost time. Ultimately, overs to go were not Buffy's problem. Wickets in hand to use them up were. They were eventually all out for 231, but only after a struggle. Abbots Kurzweil won for the first time in 4 C Division West starts when they defeated Cornwood second 11 by 5 wickets. Noah Carlisle and Jason Hall rescued the Wood from a wobbly 77 and pushed them towards 207 for 9. Every Abbots Kurzweil bowler took a wicket. Meanwhile, Hipplepen cruised to a 7-wicket win over South Devon in a predictable outcome to the top against the bottom match. South Devon, without a win all season, were bowled out for 107. Hipplepen, who have won every game they've started this season, needed just 12 overs to knock off the runs. Pens are 40 points ahead of Kingsbridge at the top of division, with just one promotion place. 2 go down, and South Devon, already 38 points adrift, are resigned to being one of them. On to B Division, and Mohammed Bassett helped himself to an unbeaten century for Barton in their 8-wicket win over Ashburton. Ashburton made a respectable 212 for 9 in 50 overs. 4 wins on the trot have taken Barton up to 4th in the table, just 12 points light of the second promotion place. Ashburton are 24 points adrift at the bottom. Now, even in the height of summer, we come up with some football. Western League, Buffy Tracy AFC 4, Wellington AFC 2. Buffy Tracy AFC made a winning start to life at step 5 as they dispatched Wellington AFC on home soil. Manager Ben Gearing explained the pitch was like concrete and that certainly disrupted their game plan, but it was good to get 3 points on the board all the same. The hosts started in the ascendancy at the Western Counties roofing ground, only to be caught cold at the other end of the field with 10 minutes gone. A defensive lapse saw Wellington skipper Josh Baker claim possession and he picked out the side netting with pinpoint accuracy. Looking to be more forthright in the second half, Gearing made a double change. After the game, Gearing made a level-headed assessment. It wasn't our best performance by any stretch, but I put that down to conditions and just getting the legs going again in a competitive game. Buckland Athletic were beaten away from home on the first day of the new Jewson Western League season. Matt Cusack's side travelled to Langsford Park to face Tavistock AFC on Saturday the 25th of July and lost by 2-0. The Lambs are newly relegated from the Southern League and after a good summer of business they'll be looking for a swift return to step 4. Now we come on to running. Teambridge Trotters' sole entrance in the annual Kingsbridge Fair Week 10K on Thursday the 23rd was Roger Easterbrook. Starting steadily, he showed patience and perseverance as the undulating course wound through the scenic Devon lanes. Roger's strong run was rewarded with the first MVO 50, an excellent achievement on such a testing route. As always, finishers were rewarded with a commemorative medal and the event's popular bespoke T-shirt. Moving on to the weekend and the Sebilco Cornwood 10K Challenge, a Teambridge Trotters Club championship race, took place on Saturday evening in warm summer conditions. A strong turnout from trotters produced some excellent performances across the field, led home by Roger Easterbrook, who finished a superb sixth overall in 40 minutes and 0.05 seconds. Roger's run set the pace for the club on a course renowned for its challenging profile. The club's leading female was Chloe Alford, delivered an outstanding race to finish 12th overall in 41 minutes, 29 seconds, making her the first trotter woman home and second female overall on the day. And that's your sport for this week.